You're listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, a conversation between two great friends with over 70 years of ministry between them. Ministering on opposite sides of the border, Dr. Al Stone is the General Director of Bearing Precious Seed Canada and Pastor Emeritus of the Bible Baptist Church in St. Thomas, Ontario, Canada, while Pastor Dan Wolven pastors the North Columbus Baptist Church in Columbus, Ohio. Listen now as Al and Dan review and relate their experiences in hopes of helping others who are taking an interest in ministry. Now, here is Tim Talks.
Welcome to Tim Talks. Oh man, you almost threw me off there. Almost.
This is Dan Wolven. We're so glad that you're here. I got to make sure I get this in 12 seconds or I'll be cut off.
Okay, that's all you're getting for today. I'm going to take the rest of the 20 minutes left and really do a podcast.
Well, we appreciate this topic. Yeah. Thank you, Brother Rice, for sending this in. I've never been good at advertising. I think I'm a little self-conscious. I know this sounds really weird, but man, I have a tough time. I feel like I'm promoting me. And I understand that I'm going to be, unfortunately, no wisecracks, the face of the church publicly. Mm-hmm. Man, I have a tough time with it. I really do.
See, here's what you got to, let me help you with this. I have no problem with that because I'm awesome. And I want people to know just how awesome I really am. No, not at all. I will say, though, that I am moving through our city all the time. I'm doing business. I'm shopping. And I put my picture on just about everything we did. And I had people that used to laugh about that and tease about that. I put it on the tracks. I put it on my business card. I put it on posters, everything. Because I wanted people to have an association with our church. It was my picture and the church building. And I wanted people to know that I was associated with that. And I got to be honest, it worked pretty well. I would go to, in fact, I was in Tim Hortons yesterday. I went in to grab a coffee for our fire chief. And I'm standing there and I said, I'd like a medium double-double and, you know, another coffee, blah, blah. And the girl goes, oh, of course, Pastor Stone. And I have no idea who that girl was. I know she came to our church as a kid, but I have no idea. She knew who I was because she's seen me and she knows that association with the church. And so,
well, yeah, but also she came on a particular Sunday that you're tattooing your face on everybody's shoulder.
That's true.
So
that is true. That's true.
Yeah, you wanted your picture everywhere.
Hey, listen, it cost me a lot of money, but those tattoos are huge. Here's something I wish I could have done and was never able to do it. I wanted to get some billboards done up for our church. And I've seen that. You have it more in the States than we have here in Canada. I don't think I've ever seen a billboard for a church here in Canada. We don't have as many billboards, so that's part of it. But I think a billboard in a good intersection would be awesome. But they're expensive, man.
They are unbelievably expensive.
Yeah, it's $10,000 a month here.
Unbelievably
$10,000 a month. Oh, I just... Yeah,
I think we're up over that.
Yeah. When you think of what some companies spend in advertising, our thought was, you know, and I think most preachers is, am I really going to get my money's worth? And we don't understand the long-term commitment to advertising. Coca-Cola is probably one of the greatest companies of all time for promotion. Those people knew how to advertise. They put their signs everywhere. They had the jingles.
Over the last 120 years.
Right. I just realized this, or I just learned it the other day. I didn't really realize this, that the whole concept of the North Pole Santa Claus in a red and white outfit came from advertising from Coca-Cola.
Yep.
And now that I know it makes sense, right? And that's where that came from years and years ago. And so they have done a great job.
Because their colors were red and white.
Exactly. Yeah. So you think of companies that you think that you deal with, Amazon. Why do we use Amazon? Well, they've got a great product, you know, system, but you know their logo. And they have a tremendous logo. They have a logo that really makes sense. People spend tens, hundreds of thousands of dollars for a logo. and brand, you know, identification. And I know churches have started doing that as well. And so those are things that you do have to consider in advertising. The question you have to ask in advertising is this: what am I selling, and what do I want people to think about my product? And so that's a question you have to ask as a church. And we don't use those terms, but what are you trying to get across to people in your community about your church? And I've heard people say, well, we're the friendly church, or we're the, you know, family church, or whatever. And those are great things. But think outside of the box sometimes. What are some things that we can do or say that catch people's attention and give them something that they need and are looking for, or maybe not looking for, but realize by watching what you put out there that, yeah, I do need that.
Yeah, that is true. You know, I am surprised at the number of people that do not quite understand how some advertisement is tracked. Whenever you listen to other people's podcasts, you know, if somebody says, hey, I want to let you know that I use this brand of mouthwash.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
If right now you can get a 10% discount if you go there to Listerine/TimTalks. Make sure you use the code Tim in there. Well, that isn't just for your discount. That's so they can track how their advertising money is being spent.
Right.
Because it's one of the few ways that you can really legitimately find out how many people are being reached by this particular program and things. And so I think eventually they're going to probably do that. I know they've got the algorithms already in Facebook and some of the other social medias where they are, it's already there, so they know when you click from that particular thing exactly what kind of advertisement brought you to that website. And so there, it's really detailed. Most people don't really know that. So the television and the radio are the ones that are really difficult to try to track.
Right, right, absolutely. If I could give one piece of advice in this area, and I can't reiterate this enough, whatever you do, it's got to be sharp. It's got to be first class. And
yes.
We just did a John and Romans for a church. And I can tell the pastor designed it. The pastor's 68 years old. The pastor designed it. It's got every bit of the outside and inside cover plastered with information about service times. And here's the plan of salvation. I mean, the John of Romans has the salvation plan in it, and he's got to give the salvation plan again. And he's got to give the, he gives the address and he gives the service times. I mean, I looked at it and I thought, nobody is going to use this.
Less is more.
Absolutely.
Less is more in advertisement.
Yes. And so I've learned this. I ask young people, I ask people today that are buying products today, that are advertising today, that are working with these programs and working with these platforms, I ask them, what do I need to do? Help me with this. Give me some direction. And I've learned this too. Pay the money to get it done right. And we're always looking as churches. We're always trying to cheap out. We're always trying to get the big deal. And I don't mind trying to be frugal, and I don't mind trying to be wise. But I've got a lot of young people who have told me, we don't want to work with churches. We're not going to work with churches because they want way too much for way too little. And I'm trying to make a living at this. I have to buy equipment. And I'm guilty of it. I'm guilty of it. We have a young man who's done two videos for us. He's done a phenomenal job. Adam Walsh is his name. I want to advertise for him. The guy's incredible. And we have another young man here who's been very, very good to us. But I said to the guy, I said, here's what I'll do. If you'll do the video for me, I will promote your video everywhere I go, and I'll tell preachers, you know, to use you. And here's the problem. They go to him and say, hey, we want you to do a video like you did for Brother Stone. He says, okay, it's going to be $3,000 to $5,000. And I'm like, what? What?
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh, yes.
And they about have a heart attack. Well, man, that kid has got probably $50,000, $60,000 in equipment. He's traveling. He's spending, you know, hours and hours in editing. People don't realize the amount of time needed to put those things together.
And
they want it for nothing. And, you know, a guy will do a couple of those.
It's a 6 to 10 hour setup.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have to find it. You got to experiment with the lighting way before you do any of your subject.
Yeah.
And then if you're going to do multiple cuts and multiple feeds, and then you are right. I mean, for your what was it, maybe a 4 minute video, 6 minute video, something like that.
Yep.
He probably spent easily 30 hours on the editing. Easily.
Yeah. Yeah.
For a 3 minute video. Easily.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll tell you this, don't go longer than 3 minutes. If you go longer than 3 minutes, again, it's too long. You've got to get your message in 3 minutes. And you just played our most recent video, right? The RBPS
one? Oh, yes. It was awesome.
Well, I've even gone back since then from what we gave you and fine-tuned it a little bit and added captioning and some different things. And it looks even better. And he shot it in 4K. It's just really good. But he said on this one, Brother Stone, I'm not doing this one for free for you. It's going to cost you. And I said, great. He goes, now, if you get another church to do a video with me, then I'll drop your price down. And I thought that was very fair to do.
Man.
So, yeah. So you gotta be sharp. You got to be sharp and talk to those people that know what they're doing.
Yep. Find somebody who knows what they're doing. If they know layout, not just... Oh, I like messing around with Photoshop.
No.
They got to understand the layout. There is a look and a feel that is sharp. Now, I do have to say this. We've got to be very careful, and I don't think it's the old-timers like us. I think that we've got to be very careful that the newer generations, they don't trust in advertisement.
No.
Like, well, if you advertise, that's all you need. We need people talking to people.
Right.
That's God's way. That's what God blesses. But advertisement is not wrong. I know some preachers will you know, it's like, well, I'd never advertise on television ever because television's of the devil. So they put in newspaper ads.
Yeah.
There's nothing bad about newspapers. You know, so it's just whatever medium they're used to. And, of course, I don't think I would put anything in a newspaper or television anymore. The advantage of television, when you film it for TV, you can adapt it for all of your social media as well. So that would be the key.
Right.
But radio, if you got on the right channel at the right time, but that's going to cost you maybe $10,000 for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, if you got on the right station at the right time that everybody else is on and you're not on at 3 a.m. So.
Right, right, exactly. And I would say this, that a lot of people make a mistake and think, well, I'm going to advertise on a Christian radio station. Well, that's great. If you want other Christians to come to your church, if you want to take people from other churches, this sounds goofy, but I think I'd advertise on the rock station. Because that's the people that need Christ. That's the people that I want to know about our church. And you say, well, they'd never come to our church. Well, isn't that who we're trying to win? Isn't that who we're trying to, you know, reach with the gospel?
Amen.
So that's outside the box. I just found out from...
Although scripturally, it'd be tough to support a sinful station.
Right, right. But I mean...
You know, so...
Well, yeah, but what about the newspaper? What about the TV? What about the, you know... Other, you know, Facebook, Zuckerberg. Yeah. So.
Yeah, but a rock station is still different, you know, than necessarily generic, generic station WKYC, you know.
Sure. Well, yeah, whatever. But that's who we're trying. You got to think of who your audience is. I just learned this from a couple of young guys, a couple of young pastors. And I guess I knew this, but I didn't really think about it. There are organizations that you can now pay to handle all of your promotion. And they'll make sure it's on all of those platforms. They make sure it looks good.
Amen.
And it's, again, not cheap. It's a few thousand dollars a month for them to do that. But they're going to do it right. They know how to use the algorithms. They know, you know, how to target audience. all that kind of stuff. And that's something I think as a pastor that I would look into. And I'd say to Brother Rice, that's probably who I'd promote you or promote or try to point you to as an organization that could help you with that. Because quite frankly, I know enough to get started, but I really don't know how to use that stuff effectively.
Well, I would look at it as it's a good learning experience. You know, if you have the money, and that's why most of us don't do that, because we don't set aside the money. You know, we could do a pretty good podcast week on things that most churches don't do that they should.
Right.
You know, like when you build a building, you don't give enough storage space.
Right.
Because we look and go, I'm not wasting $85 a square foot to make extra closets, and then you need extra closets for your stuff. You know, so there's a lot of things that we, you know, should be doing probably. But if you saved up and said we're going to try this and then learn from it, well, now you've got a good education too.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is something that most preachers don't think about till it's too late. And they start the church and they have the initial meeting and they have, you know, sandwich boards out and they pass out flyers or they mail out flyers or they mail out a general Romans. And then they think, now what am I going to do? Because I don't have any money set aside for those things. And it does take time. It does. I think going door to door and knocking on doors is still an effective way to reach your community. You probably won't see a lot of people saved at the door, especially here in Canada, in the northern states. It's going to be few and far between. In the southern states, everybody's going to church at some Baptist church anyways. They're not saved. It's just that their family's always gone there. In the north, we have Catholics. In the south, we have, you know, Baptists. And the two are a lot of the same in that, you know, people just go because other people have gone. So you've got to plan on it and start putting that money aside as soon as you can. And it's like that extra space. It seems like a wasted amount of money until you learn how to use it effectively. And then it's money well invested.
I don't look at John of Romans as advertisement. I look at it as the Bible going out.
Right.
And so that's why I'm big on that. But, you know, if we don't have a problem with flyers, we don't have a problem with postcards, we don't have a problem with, well, then we shouldn't have a problem with some of the other advertising opportunities either.
Right. Absolutely. All right. There you go. That's Wednesday. And we'll leave it there for today. And pick it up on Friday. We'll finish this out. Some advertising ideas or points or mistakes. Maybe we could talk about that. Some of the faux pas of advertising. I've got a beauty, and I've shared it before, but I'll share it again because it's a beaut. You know what it is. And I'll leave it there for Friday. You don't miss it. You got to hear. Oh, man, it was terrible. It was bad. I'll give it to you on Friday. This is Al Stone. I'm in St. Thomas. And speaking of advertising, we are putting a John of Romans in every home in Canada. We're going to do it, and then we're going to try and do America. And
Amen.
As you said, it's not for advertising. It's to give the word of God out. We do advertise
Amen.
For churches and help them and have sent people to churches. But, it's a great way to reach a nation.
This is Dan Wolven in Columbus, Ohio. Thank you for the good responses that we've been having. Good questions, good comments. Please make sure you tell a friend.
Amen. This is Tim Talks. We'll catch you on Friday. Look forward to having you. Tell somebody about us and bring them along. That's how we advertise. That's about the only advertisement we do, and it's been great, and we appreciate it. This is Tim Talks. Have a great day, eh?
You've been listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, with new podcasts added each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. To learn more about your hosts, Dr. Al Stone and Pastor Dan Wolven, you can visit us at timtalks.com. That's TIIM talks.com.